That's lav davka metal. It could be made out of wood also. Like the eighth, he only said that you could make a kli shoris out of wood. But everybody agrees you cannot make it out of a kli cheres. So that's the reason why the tanner in the base midrash was made out of metal and not made out of a kli cheres. Rav Yitzchak bar Yehuda have a rogel kaimed Rami bar Choma. Rav Yitzchak bar Yehuda used to first learn by Rami bar Choma Shafkei, and then it came out he left Rami bar Choma the Yosef Rav Sheshes, and he went to learn by Rav Sheshes. So Yom Echad, one day, Pogadei, one day Rami bar Choma met up with his Rav Yitzchak bar Yehuda. Almost he said to him, Al Kitavta Nakton, like you took a hold of a prince, like Reichos Tilo Liad. So just because you walk in with a prince means the smell will come upon you also. In other words, Mishum the Yazlus Lecho, the Kama the Rasheshes, Hev Lecho Ki Rasheshes, like you're about Gaivinik. Just because you're going before Rasheshes, do you think you become like him? In other words, he meant to say to him, how come you left me? How come you went to Rasheshes? It's like about Gaivinik, like just because you go amongst great people, it makes you great. So Amalais, he said back to him like this. So Rav Yitzchak Rav Yehuda said back to Rami bar Choma, Lav Mishumochi. That's not the reason. Amalai Lav, that's not the reason. But Lav Mishumochi, that's not the reason why. But the reason is, Mar you Rami bar Choma. Ki bin in Milsa, when I used to ask you a question, Poshetli Misvara, you used to answer me with a good reasoning, with a good Svara. Ki Mishkach Namas Nisa, but if I find a Brisa that would say not like you, then Pirchala, it's up to Shlugin. You're wrong. I have a cast on you. So I didn't like that answer that you only used to answer with svaras. You didn't bring down proof to what you're saying. You didn't find out the Mishnayis was not Sadurale. Mashenkin, Rosh Hashis. When I went to learn by Rosh Hashis, Kibina Milsimine, whatever I used to ask the question from him, possibly the Masniso, he would bring me proof from the Mishnah. The Chinami Mishkachos Masniso Pircho, even if I would come and ask the question from another Mishnah, you can't slug him up. He still has the Mishnah on his side. So therefore, like Rav Sheshes, better. So Amalei, so Rami bar Choma said to him, listen, boy minay milsa, yishlechoki masnisin, as if to say, I could do it also. Ask me a question now, and I'll bring you an answer back from a Mishnah. She says, okay, boy minay, ask him a question like this. Bisho b'miksas kli, toyin mariko shtifo, or yein toyin. In the case again, when you cook up kachim, you cook up the chattis in the pot, and you only cook it in the bottom 2 inches of the pot. So pshit, when you want to kasher it, the bottom 2 inches of the pot, you're going to have to make a mariko shtifa. My shadow is, what about the rest of the pot? Do you also have to make a mariko shtifa in the rest of the pot or not? That was the shayla. So Amalei, so Rami bar Choma answered back and said, ain't it toyin? No, you do not have to make a mariko shtifa on the rest of the pot. And I'll bring you proof. Midedevi azor. It's just like the din when dam of chattis goes on a beged that is toying kibbutz, you have to wash off the beged. How much of the beged do you have to wash off? Only the makam of the dam. So you see, when you have to wash it off, it's only the makam of the dam. So that was his answer. So on this, Rav Yitzchak bar Yehuda answered back and said, no, voletoni yochi. We did not learn like this, though. There's no Mishnah like that. Or Malay, Senechrami, Rami bar Choma said back, Mistavra, that's my Svara, that Kibegid. It's a Svara to say that cooking up in a pot is just like the dam going on a Begid. If someone's Svara is Ma Begid, just like by this clothing, when the dam Chattis goes on the Begid, and it's throwing kibbutz, and the Mokam Adam, you only have to wash off the place of the dam, is Av Kli, the same thing by the Kli, and the term Mariko, we see some of the mokum bishul that you only have to make the extra mariko shtifa on the first 2 inches of the pot that you cooked in, not the rest of the pot. So on this, no. On this, Rabbi Yitzchak said back to Mamalei, Midomi, is it a light? I could ask the question of this. Dam lenefafeya. When the dam goes in the begid, I understand why you only have to wash off that mokum, because the dam does not travel through the begid. But bishamafafeya, but the cooking up of the pot, that is mefafeya, that travels through the pot. So about the Svara said, you have to cook up, make mariko shtifa on the whole pot. And the yoy, secondly, Tani would learn clearly like this, that chayme biyazor Mimarika Shifa. There's a chumra about the dam going on a beged over the loch of kashering the pot with Mimarika Shifa. And also, for chayma b'mariko shtifa mivazor, there are certain chumras about Mimarika Shifa mivazor. And it's like this. Chayma b'yazor, there's a special chumra about when the dam goes on a beged, shazor yeshna b'chatoyis, achitoynis b'chatoyis apanimis. That the dam, whether it's from the dam achitoyn of a chatis, or the dam apanim, the yeshna plays riko. And even the dam before you make a zriko, when that dam goes on the beged, it's playing kibbutz. Ma'ashen came riko shtifa. Ma'ashen, you don't have this by the din of riko shtifa. Riko shtifa is only after zriko, and it's only on the chatas achitoyn, on a chatas asitin, not on a chatas apanim. Now, chayim of the riko shtifa, the special chumras about the loch of riko shtifa, that you don't have ba'azor, sham riko shtifa in the heges, Bein b'kotchim kadoshim, bein b'kotchim kalam. Even by shlomim you have this halacha, that if you cook up the shlomim in the pot, you're going to have to make him riko shtifa on it. And also, bisho b'niksas akli, if you only cooked on the bottom part of the pot, toim riko shtifa, kol akli, that the whole kli now is toying this riko shtifa. This is clearly ma'ashenkeim b'azor, ma'ashenkeim b'azor, you did not say this. By dam, not we had in the Mishnah before, that the mitzvah of kibbutz is only the Mokam Adam, not the rest of it. So Amalei Senech Nami, Rami Bachami answered back and said, Itanya Tanya, if you learn this way, if you have a Mishnah this way, Brisa, you're right. And the time of my, what's the reason? Why does the Brisa say this way? On my cross, the prophet says, V'yim v'kli necheshes bushola. If you cooked up the kachim in the copper pot, which is mashmo, v'yafilu b'mix of kli, even if though you only cooked it in part of the kli, still that's the din, cooking in part of it, it's playing Mariko Shtifa on the whole of pot. So it's mashma that Rav Yitzchak did the right thing by leaving Rabbi Bachomo and going to learn by Rav Sheshes. Now the Mishnah says, Echot Kotchi Kadoshim, the Echot Kotchim Kalam. There was playing Mariko Shtifa. Turn around below like this. Chatis. The Pesuk says Chatis. Say Liyela Chatis. Maybe only when you cook up a bosa from a korban Chatis. Is there the mitzvah of shtifa or marika? Kol kotchim minan. How do we know any boss of any kodesh? Talmud the pasuk says kotchei kadoshim. That's a kotchei kadoshim, which is extra. So I need to teach me any kotchim has this mitzvah. So if you cook it up in a pot, you have to make a marika or shtifa. And like Rashi said later, the Moor explained is lav dak kodesh kadoshim. Since you need a postage to Maya Truma from the word Kodesh Kadoshim, it's any Kodeshim, even Kodeshim Kalam also. Now, Yochel the Gemara, I would have thought to say, Sheni Marbeth a Truma, maybe you would do it if you cook up Truma in the pot. When you want to kashrut also, you have to make him Rikosh Tifa. Talmud Leima Oysa, no, it says Oysa Mashma, only Kodeshim, but Trapla Truma, Truma not. Truma, you would not have to make this Hechshel of Shtifa Mariko. Tivu Rav Yehuda, these are words of Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, Kodshei Kadoshim, Tunin Mriku Shtifa, Kodshim Kalim, Einam Tunin Mriku Shtifa. That's Rabbi Shimon's Psham the Mishnah, that only Kodshei Kadoshim is playing Mriku Shtifa, but if you cook up a boss of Shlomim, you do not need a Mriku Shtifa. Why? The boss says, Kodesh Kadoshim, Tadiki is Kodesh Kadoshim in, Kodshim Kalim Loi, not Kodshim Kalim. Mora says, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? So Mora says, me the Yitzchak Oysa. Since I need this Pasek Oysa. Lemute Truma, to tell me, not Truma, that by Truma there's no mitzvah, Mariko Shtifa. But Chal, there should be a proof, the Kachem Kalam to the Mariko Shtifa. That regular Kachem Kalam needs it. Only Truma not. But anything more than that, even Kachem Kalam also. For Rabbi Shimon, what's wrong Rabbi Shimon? Omalachi says, no, Oysa, Kedi Amrinon. Like we said before, according to Rabbi Shimon, by the dam, if they have a shasa kosher, then it'll be toyin kibbutz. So I call upon him, there's no meat for truma, because he holds even kochim kalim, it's not toyin shtifa mariko, only kodesh kadoshim, not kochim kalim. Now the Gemara asks the question, is it true what we're saying now, who truma loy boy shtifa mariko, if you cook up truma in a pot, you do not have to maksher it, but Tani we learned, kedera shabishu babosom, if you cooked up meat, you should not cook up milk. But it becomes also if there's no sintam of meat in the milk. truma, if he cooked up truma in a pot, lo yavasha b'chulin, he should not cook up chulin here. In bishul, if he cooked up chulin, b'reisetam, if he tastes the truma, it becomes also. To see clearly, there's a nice thing done by truma, so you have to be master the keli also. Om rabbi lo tzricha lo kliyam amalek, we learned. Bishul b'niksav kli, toim rikashifo, kol akli. Ha truma lo tzorach elu mokam bishul, that's all, not more. The chumra of mriko v'shifo is the whole pot. Now my truma, you don't need that mokam, he cooked it and not above it. Rav amal lo tzricha lo kliyam amalek, b'mayim lo b'yayim, b'mayim lo b'mosak. That when you makshir, the chattis, it has to only be in water, not in wine. Ho, mashink, when you mach shetruma, afilu b'yayim, afilu b'mozim, even wine or diluted wine would also be good. Rabbi Barulu Amar, le'tzrichel le'kiyam amar, like we learned, marik l'shtifa b'tzainim, that you have to use to wash it out with cold water after you mach it. And ho, mashink, when you truma, afilu b'chamin, with hot water. So, the most only, le'madiyam marik l'shtifa b'tzainim, and le'madiyam marik l'chamin l'shtifa b'tzainim, Michael le'meimam, the Marseille Stifi asserts that still you're going to have to wash it out extra. But the Vati, you have to kasher the pot if you cooked up truma. But after you kasher it, by kochim, the special mitzvah of Stifi betraining, you have to wash it out with cold water. By truma, you will not have this extra mitzvah. And this machloitis will see in the next daf exactly how you have to make the Stifi mrika. The kopon mavada by truma needs a hechsher, she has the special halachas that apply by kochim. The Mariko Shifa, that you did not have by Truma. But the special offer is kolakli, or dafka water and not wine, or else you have to have the cold water afterwards. These things were only said by Bosa Kochim and not by Truma. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. We are holding that Tzadik Zvofim Medeiz on the bottom by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon says, in Bishul Boi Mitchila Saregel, if at the beginning of Yom Tov, beginning of a regal, you cooked up in the pot the Bosa Kachim, the beginning of the regal, so Locher is Yuvashul Boi is called a regal. The whole regal you're allowed to keep on cooking in the same pot, and you do not have to make Omrika Shlifa. We'll see in the Gemara why, since there are so many Kabbonis on Yom Tov, like every single day you keep on cooking up in the same pot, so every single day, like yesterday's tam comes out, so it's no more nicer in the pot, and now the new tam goes in, therefore like every day kashes yesterday's bishul. Therefore in Yom Tov and bishul by betchilas regel is yivashabah is called a regel. However, the chom and the chom say no, ad zman achila. You only let it cook in this pot until the zman that it's mutatit, the meat that was cooked in that pot. If it was shlomim, you let us to cook up in this pot for 2 days. If it was from a chatis, you let it cook up in the pot for 1 day and 1 night. But afterwards, when the first tam becomes nicer, then you cannot cook any more in this pot until you make a mriko shtifa, until the end of the zman achila. Now, your mriko shtifa, that after the zman achila, that's when you have to make your mriko shtifa. Now, the Mishnah explains. Marika Shtifa, Marika is Kamrika Sakais. Marika means washing out the inside of the cup. And Rabbicha Samozin, you have to wash out the inside. Ushtifa means Kishtifa Sakais. That's like washing it out on the outside of the cup. Because you have to wash the pot out inside and outside. Now, Marika Bechamin, when you first wash it out inside, that's with hot water, like you have to really kasha the pot in boiling hot water. Ushtifa, when you wash it out a second time on the outside, that's betraining. That could be done with cold water. Now, the Hashvud,